Hey there, Focus fam. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD coach, back with another daily dose of clarity and calm. Today's topic? Emotional triggers. Those sneaky little ninjas that pop up out of nowhere and send us spiraling into overwhelmed city. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells just waiting for something to set you off? You know that feeling when your carefully constructed day goes kaput because Aunt Mildred said the wrong thing or you got stuck in traffic? Yeah, we've all been there. The good news is, we don't have to be ruled by our emotions. We can learn to manage those triggers like the pros. Now, I'm not saying life will magically become a Zen garden overnight, but let me tell you, with some strategic awareness and self-compassion, you can navigate those emotional storms with grace and poise. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a supercomputer, processing tons of information every second. Sometimes, that input gets overloaded, leading to an emotional meltdown. But just like any good computer, it needs the right software updates, aka, coping mechanisms. Here are 5 game-changing strategies to help you manage those pesky triggers and avoid feeling completely overwhelmed. 1. Identify your triggers. Step 1 is getting to know your emotional enemies. What sets you off? Is it criticism, deadlines, social situations, or a certain type of music? Keeping a journal can be super helpful for tracking these patterns. You'll start noticing the common themes and those, red flag, moments that send your emotions into overdrive. 2. Practice mindfulness. This is where things get really cool. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like taking a mental break from autopilot. When you feel that trigger creeping in, take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see? Hear, smell, taste. This helps create space between the trigger and your reaction, giving you a chance to respond instead of just reacting. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Ever notice how our thoughts can totally hijack our emotions? When that negative voice starts whispering, "I can't handle this," or "This is impossible," challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, "Is this really true? What's the evidence? Can I look at this situation from a different perspective?" Sometimes, just shifting your mindset can make a world of difference. 4. Find your coping mechanisms. We all have our own unique ways to de-stress and recharge. Maybe it's a hot bath, listening to music, going for a walk, or spending time with loved ones. Figure out what works best for you and use those coping mechanisms as your emotional safety net. 5. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Remember, you're not alone in this. If you're struggling to manage your emotions on your own, reach out to a therapist, counselor, or trusted friend. Talking things through can be incredibly helpful, and there's no shame in seeking support. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, juggling deadlines, emails flying everywhere, and suddenly, your boss drops a bombshell project on you. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, that urge to snap or retreat into your shell. But wait, remember our strategies? Take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that you can handle this, break the project down into manageable steps, and ask for clarification if needed. Boom! You've diffused the emotional tension before it explodes. See? It's all about being proactive, having those coping mechanisms in your back pocket, and remembering that you have the power to manage your emotions. So, what are you waiting for? Start putting these strategies into action today. Identify your triggers, practice mindfulness, reframe your thoughts, find your coping mechanisms, and don't hesitate to ask for help when needed. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, self-compassion, and embracing the beautiful chaos of life. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some emotional empowerment. And if you have any questions or want to chat about your own ADHD journey, hit me up on social media. Keep shining bright, Focus fam. Until next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.